yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though...
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, download the Devil Radio app. You can do it from Apple, Google, our website. Take Devil Radio with you 24-7 anywhere you go. Listen to your favorite shows. Devil Radio app. Easiest way to listen to Devil Radio. Okay, there's a lot to get back to. History in the making. A moment of truth has arrived for the Trump Organization and the Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance. They had a meeting yesterday afternoon that was sparked by a meeting last Thursday. And last Thursday, they had a meeting, and at the end of it, the DA said to the Trump lawyers for the Trump Organization, the Trump executives, "You have till Monday afternoon to convince me not to prosecute you." Those aren't the kind of words you want to hear. Now, a lot of people might say, well, why are they getting special treatment? You know, how often does a DA call up Joe Blow from Milwaukee and say, "I'm going to indict you on drug charges if you don't convince me by Monday not to"? The answer is the difference between white collar crime and other kinds of crime. And not to give a break to white collar crime, but white collar crime is a lot of documents. It's a lot of expert accounting testimony. You have expert witnesses in white collar crime criminal cases with the leave of the judge. And the DAs don't want to be surprised. And if their case is based on a signature and the other side can prove that it was forged or that somebody put it on there for somebody, even though they were told not to, that's a relevant fact. And that's why they do it. It's very, very routine in white collar crime cases. And it is not something that throws a bone to Trump. And in this case, it's a bone he'd choke on, because they met again Monday afternoon, yesterday afternoon, and all the inside word is they came out of that meeting, and it looks very, very bad for the Trump Organization. Looks very, very bad for some of the senior executives like Alan Weisselberg and his family. Now, here's the deal. They are not going to indict Trump personally right now. What they're doing is they start by indicting his company, his real estate empire. You know, you can indict a company. You can criminally convict a company. A company can have a felony conviction. What? I mean, you can't put the company in jail, and that's right. But you can stigmatize them with a felony conviction and give them, make them pay fines, forfeitures, very substantial fines. If they're a public company, that's the kiss of death. The stock exchange, but even a non-public company like Trump's company, a private company, here are some of the consequences. And here are some of the arguments that were made yesterday afternoon by the Trump Organization lawyers. First of all, the banks can call your loans based on the loan documents. You get convicted of a felony, they don't know if they're going to get paid. They call the loan. If Trump had his loans called, the loans from Putin, he hasn't paid back in 10 or 15 years until he became president. And then he repaid Putin by trying to break up NATO, trying to break up the EU, and being subservient to Putin, insulting and attacking our FBI and our CIA. That's how he repaid Putin. But banks in New York, in Atlanta, in Chicago, in Europe, whoever lends them money, want cash. They want coin of the realm. They want money. They want Moulin Rouge. That's what they want right back. And if he is convicted, that company is convicted and possibly even charged, even, they can call the loan. I know of cases where suddenly a guy will get a call from his bank saying, "We're kicking you out of the bank. Tell us where you want your checking and your money market deposit sent." we don't want any more of you. And he goes, what? What? You know, what's that all about? And it turns out that the guy is under investigation for something, and they get a grand jury subpoena, and the guy doesn't know anything about it. You're not required to notify anyone if you convene a grand jury to look at him by law. And in fact, it's illegal under the law to divulge testimony and documents shown to a grand jury. So someday a guy gets, well, get out of the bank. Not only hasn't he been convicted of anything, he didn't know that anybody was sniffing around him. Trump can get kicked out of a lot of banks, his organization, a lot of banks are going to say, we don't even want your money deposited here, much less a loan, because there'll be liens against it and they'll be fighting and we'll have to have lawyers. We're not going to get paid. It ain't worth it. Another consequence that was discussed yesterday afternoon, liquor licenses. Liquor licenses are up to states. Remember there was prohibition? Remember that? 100 years ago, prohibition. Then prohibition came to an end. But regulation of liquor is up to the states. Up to the states. I remember in Virginia, and when I was in the Navy, the only place you could buy beer, wine, or liquor were state liquor stores. You couldn't have separately private liquor stores, and they controlled it. One time, I was taking a deposition in Salina, Kansas. Okay, Salina, Kansas. I don't know if you've ever been there. Nice little town, tiny little town. Flew into Wichita and then had to change to an airplane that seated six people. And I've never seen this before. There were like four of us on the plane. Pilot comes back, he turns to the guy, he's real heavy, and he said, sir, would you move across the aisle in the back? We'd like a little weight in the back. I swear to God. And I'm thinking, I'm going to get off this plane. I don't want to be in a plane where I have to shift guys around. Go to Salina, Kansas, go into the hotel restaurant, order a bowl of spaghetti, and I say, I'd like a beer, please. They say, do you want to join the club? And I said, no, I don't need to join any clubs. And he says, well, then you're not getting a beer. And I said, well, what's the club? Well, you give me $5, you're in our private club now, and we'll give you a beer. I swear, Kansas, you know, back not too long ago. So there's a lot of weird stuff like that. But many states, most states, they're not going to give a liquor license to a felon. They don't distinguish among felonies. You know, they don't want murderers having them. They don't want tax cheats. They don't want white collar criminals. And what happens to the Trump properties, the hotels and the golf courses? What happens to them if they get their liquor licenses yanked? You know, hotels, restaurants especially, really make a lot of their money on liquor. And, you know, you order a meal in a restaurant, it's a very nice meal. They're not making a ton on the food. They're making a ton on the drinks is what they are. And that could drive them out of business. And one reason to have this meeting yesterday was prosecutors don't lightly do this kind of thing. Because if they shut down the Trump organization, it's not just Trump. Putin has plenty of money for Trump, especially if he gets back in as president and he can break up NATO again. Putin has plenty of money for Trump. But no banks will have any money for Trump. And that means that waiters and dishwashers, receptionists, cooks, golf pros, people who work in the golf shop, people who mow the golf courses, working people on his properties are going to be out of a job. These properties will have to be sold. They'll be carved up. It'll dislocate a lot of workers. They don't lightly do it. And they don't lightly just go after a company because somebody at the company did some bad things. What they have to show is that this is pervasive, that it goes back a long way, and that the highest people in the company did it, not some vice president who's trying to cover his gambling debts or something. In this case, remember, Donald Trump was an unindicted co-conspirator in one of the cases involving Michael Cohen. Remember that? And unindicted co-conspirator, Donald Trump. They had unindicted co-conspirator number one, and it was Donald Trump. So Donald Trump is seen as the guy that the daughter-in-law and Michael Cohen and one of the deputy financial people all said everything comes out of Trump. They want a cherry on the sundae. They want to nail this down. They want Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer, the head finance guy reporting directly to Trump, to say that all of those signatures on those false documents were ordered by Donald Trump. Then they got him. But Weisselberg is not talking. So they very well may indict Weisselberg. They may very well indict his son. You know, the Trump organization gave free tuition to the family, to the kids in very expensive private schools in New York. An apartment, very expensive. You know, we're not talking an apartment in Milwaukee here, okay? Or an apartment, student apartment in Madison. We're talking about a New York apartment, very, very expensive. And that's what they gave him. Now, did this get reported as income? Well, I don't know, but it sounds like that did not report as income. And a company car, a luxury car. A lot of guys get company cars, they get some health care, they get a parking space, they don't report it, nobody cares. You talk a New York apartment and fancy tuition, a lot of people care. And I think when Alan Weisselberg is facing jail time, or his son is facing jail time, Alan Weisselberg will have a recovered memory about Donald Trump. So that's what's going on here. That is, it's a chess game. What I anticipate is that sometime soon, it could be this week, you know, maybe more likely next week, or, you know, in the near future, it could be any time, they indict the Trump organization. And you know something, that's going to have an effect on Donald Trump, even if they never indict him personally, and even if Weisselberg never flips, because this Ohio rally he went to is not a big deal. It was a sad thing. He used to get huge crowds. People are looking at this guy saying, you know, this guy is dead meat, okay? The guy's dead meat. Let's move on, even though they like him, even though, in his party, I mean, even though they like his policies and all that. So the Manhattan DA is doing a very good job in exposing this kind of corruption. And there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, the impact on the Trump organization, money, liquor licenses, employment, and ultimately what happens to Donald Trump. Okay, we're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Game to play. I need a place to hide away.